At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What is up, bros, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Gacy Gazette, the show that comes out every 6 months. Even though I originally planned, I think, for this thing to come out, like, what, like, every month or so? Like, honestly, it's amazing how much I've, like, just abandoned what I originally planned for this podcast, because I was originally going to be like, oh, yeah, let's, you know, talk about the Peacock original Devil in Disguise, and we'll break down every single episode. But then I'm just like, you know what, that sounds boring, even though it's a very serious topic. So I just, you know, went against that, and just honestly, I've just been running with whatever comes to my mind for what I want to talk about with John Wayne Gacy. So, yeah.
You haven't had anything come up since July.
For some reason. Oh, by the way, Caleb is joining me on this episode. For those that do not know Caleb, which if you're listening to this, you should know.
Yeah, where the hell have you been?
Yeah, you should know what the All Bros is and like who Caleb is, but whatever. If you haven't, Caleb is the other co-host of the All Bros. He is the heart and soul of the All Bros, in my opinion.
You're entitled Caleb, to your wrong opinions.
Well, you can kiss my ass. Ha! Famous Gacy last words, supposedly.
Is that really his last words?
No. Well, so it's like up in the air, because like everyone, everyone's just like, oh yeah, I heard him say kiss my ass, and those were his last words. And then like some people say, no, he didn't say a word. And then other people said, oh no, he gave the middle finger everybody saying that, like, what the justice system did was wrong, killing an innocent man, you know, that's why he gave them the middle finger, and I don't know why I'm giving you the middle finger, that was a dick thing to do.
I knew what you were doing, you don't have to apologize for every damn thing you do.
How long have you known me?
A while.
He's probably thinking too long. Anyway,
it's like we're getting there.
Oh, really? All right. F you. Anyway, so, I mean, Caleb, do you want to say anything about yourself?
Not really. I mean, if you guys don't listen to the other stuff that we do, like, you know how selective in your listening you'd have to be to not, like, get episodes without me?
It's true. Yeah, it's true. It's so true. Yeah, Caleb's missed less episodes than I have. So
I think we're about even, because it hasn't been a whole lot.
I don't know, man. I think I have like maybe like one or two on you. I could be wrong, but
mate. Well, I mean, considering we have 200 and over 260 episodes out, like I think that's
insane.
That's pretty tight. Like, tight margins.
Yeah, that's true. I still can't believe that. That is so impressive. And we're still going strong. I love that so much. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's because we can't shut up about movies.
True. That's true. And you know what? That's okay. And you know what? I also can't shut up about John Wayne Gacy. So, you know, works out. But so, Caleb did not really know who Gacy was until, you know, I came along. Or, okay, not when I came along, because, you know, we've known each other since we were in junior high, but till I started talking about him, because honestly, I freaking remember your reaction when I first got my piece to my collection. It was like the Gacy, like, business cards, and you're just like, are you freaking kidding me, Rose? And then I added the mugshot. And then it just grew from there. And you know what? He hasn't, he'll give me shit, but he doesn't, you know, been like, okay, bro, maybe let's take it back a tad. You're kind of worrying me. Unless you do feel that way.
Not really. I think you're too, no. So The only reason that'd be like, maybe we need to back this up is if you started having serial killer tendencies. But I think you're way too empathetic to do anything to hurt someone else. Because, I mean,
he's not wrong.
Rose is the type of person that he'll, like, not even on purpose, like, actually, like, it'll be like this. Like, we'll be, like, walking, and he'll drop something of his and apologize to me because he dropped it.
It's so freaking true. I can't deny that.
Like, it's just the most bizarre thing. So I'm like, if Rose comes out as a serial killer, like, this would straight up blow my mind. I'm like, there's no way. He apologizes way too much, and to even, like, kind of be that close or do that kind of shit. So, yeah. I will say, though, when you first, like, came at me and was just like, oh yeah, I bought John Wayne Gacy, like, business cards off Etsy, I was like, what the shit? Because it seemed like come out of nowhere. Because, like, you hadn't really, like, brought him up before. So it was just like, hey, I bought this dude's cards. And I'm like,
bought a real life serial killer's business cards. What do you feel about that?
And I'm like, the hell? Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then, like, you started explaining it, talking about it a bit more, and I was like, oh, okay, like, I see where this is, where this came from.
And here we are. So, I don't know, in my opinion, like, I know, like, so once we get into Grayface Museum with our second visit there, I feel Ryan Grayface has, like, the best, like, actual, like, real Gacy stuff collection, but I feel like take the cake for, like, the coolest, like, handmade Gacy stuff. Because if it weren't for freaking Etsy...
Oh, you're talking, like, fan art?
Yeah, like, you know, like, just handmade shit. I feel I take the prize for, like, the coolest collection for that.
That might be a bold statement, because ever since you jacked up my algorithm on Instagram, like, I've seen some pretty decent size collections.
Really? Ah, damn it. Well, apparently I gotta step it up then.
Yeah.
Look, there. Like, I was gonna say, I have a bunch.
If you're comparing your collection to Grayface's, like, you're out of your freaking mind.
Oh no, dude! I could never. No, dude. The way that has been able to acquire all of his stuff, and, like, the way that he can, like, trace it back to actually being authentic is amazing. But I'm just saying, like, I have other stuff that I could hang up, make it even look cooler, but I'm out of room right now. So, I'm working on that.
Move here with us. That's your solution.
You'd let me have an entire room dedicated to John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah, as long as you keep it locked up.
Okay. I leave the room. Iris, Uncle Rose, what's that room? Oh, nothing. Don't gotta worry about it. Hey, what's your dad doing over there?
That's the shame room.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
So, anyway, getting into this episode of Gacy Gazette. What was it? Like a month and a half ago I came out there?
You came in January?
Yeah, wasn't it, like, close to the end of January?
Yeah, you were here from the 16th through the, either the 20th or the 21st. I think it was the 21st you took off, because I remember taking that Friday off and then going in after I dropped you off on the 21st.
Yeah, okay, yep. So went out to Georgia for a visit with Caleb and Brielle and Iris, and shocker, when I was out there, because I feel this has just become a staple whenever I go out there. We have, ever since in 2022 when we first went there, Ryan just has such cool shit that we have to go there every single time, I feel. I don't know about you.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I think it was just the fact that he, like, they stated that, oh, we swap this out every few months, that was like the real solid, like, oh yeah, we need to distantly go.
Yeah, this guy has so many paintings from Gacy that he has to, he periodically switches them out because he wants to try to get everyone to see all of them. So, that is insane that he has that many paintings from Gacy. But yeah, so, I mean, one of the biggest, I feel, draws this time was the fact that they added that new experience called the Ed Gein experience, which honestly was really super cool. They brought you, they made this, like, kind of, like, small replica, I guess, of his house. Did they say that's actually, like, how his house was laid out, like, the stairs and everything?
From what I remember, like, I don't necessarily think it was, like, the stairs, because they couldn't build, like, a one-for-one. But I think they just kind of did their best to recreate, like, the things that they saw within his house, which was messed up. But,
oh, like, yeah,
super, super cool.
Literally, you enter the room, and the lighting is, God, I don't even know, red-black tint?
Yeah, I think they just used red lights.
Just red light? Okay.
It's so disorienting, dude. Like, when you walk in.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And then there's a, like a, oh my god, like a mannequin, hanging, in the corner, upside down, with, not going to say what was destroyed, but I think you can get the gist of, you know, like, what area was, like, you know, messed up. And apparently that is actually how one of Bundy's victims looked when Gein's. God, sorry. Wow.
Wrong killer, dude.
Good lord. That's God damn it. That's how one of Gein's victims looked when the police found her. Like, really, really messed up. And I hope it's okay that I bring this up with you. When we were in there, Caleb freaking brought up how it was a safety hazard the way that they had it. Because, you know...
Okay.
I really hope Ryan's not listening to this episode.
Dude, it's like we can't not tag him in this episode, right?
You know, you know what? Fair enough. But if he listens to this, he'll just be like, son of a bitch.
Okay.
I was hoping you guys would notice.
So the way that I kind of, I disassociate when I see, like horrible shit... is I start looking at the architecture of my surroundings. And so the way that they had this is that they had a like a hose system, like, where it looked like they were, like, draining blood into a bucket because of, like, the red lighting and everything. You couldn't really see clearly, so you just see a liquid pouring into a bucket and kind of traveling up the, like, their hose and just kind of cycling through. And that's, like, one of the things that I was checking out. I'm like, okay, how did they, like, do this? Like, do they have, like, just, like, the sound? And I, like, looked. I'm like, oh no, this is, like, real water. And they just had, like, clear tubing kind of going up and through, like, behind. And I was like, that's super cool. And then I, like, looked over to the wall, and there's, like, electrical panels and, like, fuse boxes and shit. And I'm like, ooh. Like, I feel like someone should have brought that up, but whatever. I mean, that's just stupid construction brain, like, talking, so don't let that detract you from, like, how cool the exhibit was.
Oh, no.
That was being an asshole.
No, yeah, like, the whole, like, first floor is, like, amazing, but yeah, when Caleb pointed that out, I'm just like, oh my god, dude, really? Like, of course, that's the thing that he points out to me.
Like I said, I try to disassociate and just, like, I don't want to focus on, like, how, like, horrible I feel looking at all this, so I'm just going to talk about how everything, like, the, like, codes and shit.
All right, fair enough. So that's the first floor, and then you, if when you head up to the second floor, that's where, like, literally they walk you through the whole case of Ed Gein. You find out that Ryan Grayface has the only known evidence, actually, that still exists from the Gein case. It is a piece of an unknown woman's piece of hair attached to a tag that has, I think it was a Shell tag, the Shell gas station.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a Shell gas station tag with his name and address on it. He has a really nice, like, display case, and then he has, like, a bunch of bios from the whole case. Like, he actually has the coroner's coroner's statement from the body that we were telling you guys about that's on the first floor, like that actual victim and what the coroner saw. And I did not get a chance to read it. I know Caleb did. And
dude,
from what you said, it was pretty messed up.
Like, so, yeah. So, it, like, I think this is what I love about what they did with this experience. Because you're downstairs, you walk, like, straight into it, and you're just like, oh, damn. And then you go upstairs, you kind of get their whole little shtick about what happened there. And, like, the woman that did that, like, gave that discussion, did an incredible job.
She really did. Yeah, she knew her shit. It was amazing. She's
very, very thorough.
Everyone that works at the Grayface Museum knows their shit, and it's awesome.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Yeah. But yeah, so, and then they have, like, the crime scene pictures of that victim, the one that you see downstairs. And I looked at the pictures and I was just like, oh, that's kind of brutal. Like, didn't really think anything too much about it. And I was just like, oh man, that's rough. And that, like, that was mostly it. And then I read the coroner report and I was like, oh, I feel sick to my stomach. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, the coroner is like an artiste with his words. Cause I, like, was just, but it was bad.
Oh shit! Time I got it. Hopefully, it's still there. I definitely got it.
Oh yeah, like I don't think that they'll change that one around too much. Like, yeah, the experience is just so cool.
Yeah, and considering how new it is.
Yeah, like, I think it was still, like, pretty new when we went there.
Yeah, because didn't it, like, only just open in, like,
I want to say yes. I don't remember when they posted about that. But it was a great experience.
Yeah, it really was. And he actually has two paintings that Gacy did of Ed Gein upstairs in that room. It's really cool.
Yeah, I kind of like their paintings
Gacy did.
Yeah, I kind of liked their little corner that was kind of separated off from all the, like, the real stuff, and kind of they're inspired by.
Oh yeah, like with the Hannibal Lecter, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, and it was nice that they, like, made that clarification. Like, yeah, this is just, like, stuff that people believe, but it's not real.
Yeah, like with what was it, like the lampshade made of human skin. Like, apparently years ago, people were actually trying to sell that stuff online, claiming that it was actually from the Ed Gein case, which it was not. Ed Gein did not do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they had shit like that. They had, like, a belt.
Yeah, I'm turning around.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, a human skin belt.
Oh, that's nice. Dude, there is a person on Etsy that, like, it's insane how well it looks, but I'm just like, why in the hell would I ever want to own that? They make wallets, notebooks, like, all this shit that looks like it's like human skin stitched together, like what Gein would have. And it looks so real. Like, if I was holding that, I'd probably throw up. Ugh. But people buy it. Like, why would you want a wallet that looks like human flesh? And there was, like, some that, like, even had, like, teeth in it. I'm just like, ugh.
Says the person that has a shit ton of Gacy memorabilia.
Hey, but Gacy didn't do that shit, so I'm just saying.
I like both how of you're them on are the high horse. My serial killer wasn't that messed up.
Both are awful men that are rotting in hell, but you know what? I'm gonna shut up before I put my foot more in my mouth. Anyway, moving on. So after we did the whole Ed Gein experience, shocker, we go into the second level, which is the serial killer the serial killer room. Grayface has. And the second room that he has is literally, I would say, 80% John Wayne Gacy. Like, they. Oh,
easily.
Right. There's now, even, like.
They even added to it.
Yeah.
Like, that and, display case that they had in that corner, that used to be where the Ed Gein shit was until they moved it to the experience. Now that's all Gacy that's shit, too.
Yeah. So, shocker, I took a bunch of pictures, and, I don't know, like, do you remember, like, a lot of the paintings that you saw of Gacy?
I remember a few, like, some of the repeats that we saw from last time, and some of the new ones that you pointed out.
Yeah, there was one that, like, really stuck out to me that I swear was new. It was the one that he painted of, like, the mountains and, like, had, like, two grizzly bears on it. Remember that
I
one at all?
I do not recall that one. Yeah, I think I missed that one.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Huh. That one looks straight out of like a Bob Ross video.
Right? Apparently Gacy took some inspiration from Ross. I'm sure you saw like all the Seven Dwarves ones that he did.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember those ones.
Like, guy was a monster, but like his paintings was actually pretty good. Like, I don't know, what do you think? Like, do you think that's a pretty good interpretation of the Seven Dwarves?
I mean, for someone who probably had to do that based off of memory, because that's when he was, like, in prison, right?
Yeah, this is when he was on death row.
Yeah, for someone that probably had to do that based off memory, like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's see what else we got.
You'll have to post some of those pictures.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so like you see like a bunch of his paintings, like I said, bunch of Seven Dwarves. He even had one of Elvis. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay. But then he also Ryan, I feel bad calling him just Grayface. Ryan has a bunch of like other stuff besides paintings scattered throughout the room, because what's really cool is when Gacy was executed, his sister was contacted, the only family member that would still talk to him, Karen Kuzman. I think that's how you pronounce her last name, Karen Kuzman. You know, they're just like, hey, you know, what do you want to do with all this shit that was in your brother's cell? She's like, well, I don't want it. So her and Ryan are actually really good friends. So back then, she reached out to him, and he was able to get everything that was in Gacy's cell on death row. So he got all the rest of his paintings that he had. I'm sure a bunch of letters that he hadn't sent to people that responded to him. This is why I really want to talk to Ryan, like either over like this podcast or in person, because I really want to know like what it was like going through Gacy's cell. Like, so interested.
Yeah, this whole episode is mostly an invite for Ryan.
Come on, man. You'll have a good time talking with me. I think so, at least. But like, he has two cassette tapes from conducted by Andy Matt. God, freaking glare! Can't really see his last name. I think it's Matt Matters. Matt Matiers. If I'm wrong, I'm sure Ryan will correct me if he actually listens to this. Or someone will correct me. But one of the tapes is labeled John and I Fight Over Painting Because I Owe Him $100, December 6, 1993. Very, very. Yeah, I hate the freaking glare on that. Yeah, I can't tell his name. There's also a Ryan has it labeled as just a note from John Wayne Gacy. And this is what I was telling you about, like how like Gacy's like a condescending dick. He said, "Hi ho, Andy Mattesi. Hey, I got your note, just been busy, but you know you could write too, as I do answer your letter when you do." It's like, okay.
I wouldn't say that's condescending. That's more just okay, like, man. Catty.
Yeah, okay, catty. He just said,
like, yeah, mail goes both ways.
Said, "Trust that things are going good for you. Busy at this end answering mail at 50 letters per week." Holy shit, I can't believe he was getting that. "That plus paintings and doing legal stuff. Well, I have my hands full. Hey, I thought you were going to handle some of the Mr. Gacy books. Take care for now." Have you heard of what the Mr. Gacy books?
I think I recall you talking about them a little bit.
Okay, so yeah, so I mean, this just clarifies that they were released before he was executed. They compiled a book that had a bunch of letters that were written to John Wayne Gacy, and it just said letters to Mr. I think it was called titled like letters to Mr. Gacy or Dear Mr. Gacy, some shit like that. I should know this because I own one. But yeah, so I haven't read any of them. I probably should, because I'd be very interested.
Your memory is the worst.
Dude, I know.
You own the damn book and you can't remember what it's called?
No, shut up. Okay, now I gotta look it up. I swear it's letters to Mr. Gacy. Watch, this is gonna be like nothing like that. No, not okay, it's called More Letters to Mr. Gacy. So, let's see, what else we got here? He had a bunch of skull... Did he have a bunch of the skull paintings when we were there the first time?
Not as many that okay. I remember.
Because, I mean, do you remember those from the first time?
I remember the one on the left.
Okay.
The one on the right, I don't recall.
I didn't recall either. So that's why I took a picture of him. I love how Gacy did a self-portrait of him as just Gacy in the corner and then Pogo front and center. That one's interesting. There's one. Did you see the, I can't believe he actually did one of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that one was wild. That one actually looked really good.
Yeah, Gacy actually did a really good job with that one. Freaking, he did Bambi, okay, maybe it's just me, but the one that he did of Adolf Hitler, I thought it was a chicken for when I first saw it.
I know, dude. Like, we were talking about that because you kept bringing up, like, oh, that's a weird thing for him to draw, like that weird chicken. And I was like, what chicken? I was like looking around for the picture because I saw Adolf Hitler below that. So I figured, I'm like, okay, that's Hitler. But you're talking about some chicken. I'm like, what the shit? And then you just point the chicken one. And I like turn around, I'm like, that's Hitler, you dumbass.
Dude, I'm sure the lady that was there this time, she's just like, what the fuck? Like, you seriously thought that was a chicken? I don't know how I missed the whole, is in big letters, it says Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was wondering how you missed that too. I'm just like, what? Dude, are you like messing with me?
Yeah. He has both license plates from Gacy. So he has, I'm sure you saw these. He has his PDM van license plate, as well as his Lincoln. I think that's what kind of car he drove, license plate. That is so freaking cool.
God, yeah, that's the shit.
Dude, the way that he was able to acquire this shit is just amazing. Why did I take two pictures of the freaking the chicken? I'm just gonna keep calling it the chicken. Ryan's gonna be so mad if he ever listens to this. He has a bunch of actual like crime scene photos, which I wasn't shocked because it's probably a good thing that he doesn't have the picture displayed. But there is actually a picture online that you can find of one of, unfortunately, the bodies. Like, you can actually see the skeleton of one of the boys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really effed. But I don't know if you remember, like, all the crime scene photos he had. Like, he had the, of course, the crawl space entrance. And then he had, I know you really can't see him that well, but, like, he had all those.
Yeah, I remember those ones.
He just had.
Yeah, maybe if you do post these, don't post the graphic ones.
Yeah, no, I won't. There is one that I don't think I took a picture of it this time, but oh shit, he had this displayed, and I actually just finally found a copy of this. It's for a decent price because this shit is like can get so expensive. So it's they did a so it's called Psycho Killers like comic books. And they would do editions for serial killers, and they did one on Gacy, and I'm sure I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to look at mine yet. But like I was so happy I got mine in pristine condition. But literally the first page that you open to says that they were a reputable reseller of Gacy's paintings in the 90s. So you could actually take the mail order in form, I guess, and like choose which painting that you wanted from like Pogo, Patches, the Seven Dwarves. I think each was $100. God, which imagine paying that for a Gacy painting. Like that would be incredible. And like now, if you actually ever find a real one, which I've been told by Ryan that if you ever find one online, chances are it's fake. There's no way that it could be real. But, you know, those fetch thousands of dollars now if you actually do find a real. But just imagine being able to pay $100 for not only the painting, but you get a signed picture of Gacy as well as a letter from him for $100.
What year were you able to buy those pictures?
I think when I saw it was 1993.
Oh, I was just trying to see what the equivalent of $100 in 1993 is, and it says it's about $207 today.
Oh, really? That's it? I thought it'd be a lot higher.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah, it's like just around $200 to $215. Like I'm going back different years, like 1991, it was like $219. 1990 was $228. So, I mean, it still would have been a pretty penny back then, but.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, I can only imagine how much they would go for now.
Dude, seriously. Dude, I want to know, like, I know he got these, he was able to get all of his, you know, through, like, reputable people that knew Gacy in Death Row, but I really want to know how much. The OG Pogo, I shouldn't say OG Pogo, like his most famous painting would go for right now, if you actually did pay for it.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, like, I would probably say it's probably a nice car that you could get instead of buying an original Pogo the Clown painting.
Yeah. Dude, that would be a great thing to ask him. If you just...
Yeah.
Like I think you're taking the coward's way and not just asking him directly and just hoping that he listens to this episode.
Just a little bit, but you know what? That's okay, right?
I guess.
So like Caleb brought up there, they have like a new display case in the room that took over the area where they had the Ed Gein stuff. And he had a bunch of cool shit in that one. He had a copy of A Question of Doubt, which was basically the book that Gacy wrote on his innocence.
Work out for him?
Yeah, right. So well. I forgot to mention, and this is like this is like the only thing that I feel I can like maybe have over Ryan when it comes to my collection. I don't remember. I hope this doesn't come across.
I just can't wait to hear what you're about to say because Don't worry, I will be calling bullshit if it's not.
Okay. Let me pull up the pictures here. So, do you remember this magazine? Newspaper headline: Death for Gacy.
Was that at the museum?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you see how his is, you know, like torn? It's very like it's clearly used.
Yeah, it's beat up.
Okay. Now, I don't know if he has any other copies of this magazine. I'm sure he does. But this is my copy.
Okay, is it like the actual newspaper, though?
It is the actual newspaper from 1994.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just saying, that's the only thing that
I'm very hesitant about giving you that, but I'll give you that.
Why are you hesitant on giving me that?
Because I feel like newspaper is like really easy to fake.
No,
I might be wrong.
I promise you, it's the real. Like the lady from eBay, she sent me the whole newspaper. Like literally, not all, it wasn't just this page. It was okay. Everything. Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you that. I didn't keep the rest. I only kept this. Well, because like it wouldn't fit in the frame. It was way too freaking thick. I mean, I didn't think she was going to send me the whole newspaper. So when I opened the package, and I was like, God damn, I forgot how thick newspapers could be, especially back in the 90s. God damn.
Yeah, dude. No shit. Like our newspapers, like when we were kids, versus the newspapers way back when, are freaking nothing.
Yeah. Also in that case, he has, and I still can't believe he has this. He has the files from Gacy's case, titled, you know, People of Illinois versus John Wayne Gacy. He has the files of not only he has both his Oh my God! And I claim to know a lot about John Wayne Gacy. Wow. Marion Gacy. I swear that's his mom. I don't think that's his other sister. I feel like it's such a stupid ass right now for not knowing. Wow.
I will say yeah, this, if you ever plan on doing an interview with someone, like, you need to be better prepared.
Fair. Yeah, I agree. Thanks, man.
Luckily, you're talking to me right now, and I'm as dumb can get about this shit. So you could say anything and I'd probably believe you.
Oh shit. So he has the files for Marion Gacy, and he also has and I pronounced her name wrong earlier. God damn it. He has the files for Gacy's sister, Karen Kuzma. It's not Kuzman, it's Kuzma, my bad. God damn it.
Dude, you're going to get roasted for this episode.
I know. You know what? I'm cool with it. Oh, Jonathan, you claim to know so much about John Wayne Gacy, you can't even get his sister's name right.
Someone forget. Please leave that in the comment of whatever post we make about this.
Yeah, please. That'd be amazing. He even has freaking... So he sent a happy birthday card to a guy named Jason who was turning 19. And I actually like have just like a picture of his self-portrait. But yeah, he freaking... Sorry, it's like sideways. But he drew a freaking self-portrait on the happy birthday card that Ryan has on display.
Dude, the freaking ego on this dude.
Dude, he was such a hardhead. Hardheaded? Wow, not... Is it hardheaded? One of the detectives like said it perfectly in one of the documentaries. He had a big ego. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for here. Good lord, I'm
you ever watch South Park?
No, not really. Why?
Because you remind me of a character. Like at least when you get in like stuttering fits, like you just did, you remind me of a character called Jimmy. Because has like a really bad stutter. And like he'll start saying something, he's like he'll be like, and then he'll just like change it, like in like last minute, and he's like, just move.
There's one thing I got to bring up with that case that we saw. And I think we talked about it when we were there. Maybe it's just me, but I would not get this up and personal with a real life convicted serial killer. So I don't know if you remember these pictures of that lady getting very close and personal with Gacy.
Oh yeah, the one that was freaking grabbing on his moobs.
Yeah, so there's that one. There's that one. I don't know if you can you see it that well.
Yeah, I remember the picture.
Okay. This is well, actually, wait, no. I think the first one was the worst one, because like this one, like that's normal. Like they're not doing
that's
anything.
That's like a normal picture, kind of like slightly leaning into it.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not doing anything, and then like I mean, in this one, she is sitting on his lap, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like girl, I know he was into guys, but I'm just saying, like, you never know.
Wasn't he like trying to claim that he wasn't?
Oh well, so this is the best. This is the absolute best. This is how Gacy explains sexuality.
Oh, good.
Straight. straight. You like the opposite sex. Gay. You like like the same sex. Now bisexual. Bisexual is completely different. Bisexual. You can have sex with anyone. You can, either gender. You can have it with male or female, but there's no feelings there.
What?
That's how Gacy described bisexual. And, you know, he said that he was bisexual.
Okay, so he was stupid, is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. Freaking John Wayne Gacy.
Dude, every time I hear about serial killers, it's just like, oh my gosh, they must have been so smart to get away with it this long. It's just, no, they just got to a point where they couldn't hide it anymore, and then they stumbled. And we're like, and then they got caught.
Yeah. I mean, if you like read into Gacy's final victim, that is very, very clear. With that, I mean, I'm sure you've heard about his final victim, Robert Peast. Like, you know what
Vaguely,
happened.
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay, so, like, really quick, like, breakdown. Basically, Robert Peace worked at Nissan Pharmacy that was down the street from where Gacy lived. I guess Gacy was talking to the pharmacist, wanting to do some remodeling, bring more customers in for the guy. Robert Peace comes up to Gacy, asks, you know, hey, I hear that, you know, you're a contractor. I'm looking for other work. Are you by chance hiring? He's just like, you know what? Yeah, I am. Why don't you come out to my car, and I'll get you a resume. Robert, before he goes out, he tells, the lady that, the young girl that was working the, sorry. I'm kicking myself in the ass for not remembering her name. Wow. I'm such a dick. But he let her know, the girl working the cash register, hey, you know, cause she was borrowing his jacket. And this is like, God, he fucked up so much here. So Robert had a very nice, like blue, like winter jacket. And apparently, he had, how is it that he, so, the girl, I'm sorry, I'm really butchering this. The girl.
I will say you're not doing great.
Okay. Thanks, bro. Appreciate
it. I could probably crop out a significant portion of what just happened here.
Okay. Thank God. Kim Byers. That's her name. Finally got it. So during her shift, she had borrowed Robert's jacket, and she had went to go get film developed, and you know, she had slipped the receipt in there, but she had held. So, oh my God, what is it? she the part that was ripped off for her, she put in his jacket, but then I believe that they hold on to the other part to like let you know. So anyway, that will come back. So Robert grabs his blue coat. He goes with Gacy. They go to his I don't know. I think he was just driving his car, but he's like, "Oh, hey, you know, like I guess I don't have any resumes with me right now. How about you hop in? We'll go to my house and I'll get you a resume right then and there." That should have, I mean, I get he was 15, but I don't know, would you have gotten into a car with someone that's like, "Hey, I got a resume at my house. How about you just come with me? And we'll get you a job after you fill out the resume." Would you go to a stranger's house for a job interview like that?
15-year-old me might have.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
Depending on how bad I needed the job, I think 15-year-old me would have fallen for that. Like, yeah, this doesn't seem weird.
No, I'm good. But so yeah, so he hops in with Gacy. They go to his house.
Wait. So, okay, maybe 15-year-old me wouldn't have been this dumb. So let me just get this straight real quick.
Okay.
So what's this dude's name? Robert?
Yep, Robert.
So Robert wanted a job with Gacy.
Yes, because right? So he was working at Nissan. I didn't even so say why that he was.
Okay, so if he was the one wanting the job, wouldn't he need to be the one to supply the resume to Gacy? Why would Gacy need to get his resume?
Sorry,
or is it like an application?
I meant application.
Okay, just like, this doesn't make sense. Like, this dude's a freaking fool. Nope, just explain to me wrong.
Yeah, sorry. So Gacy drives him to his house, and of course, unfortunately, he kills Robert Peast. And so towards closing time, his Robert's mom keeps coming back and like asking like, "Hey, you know, like, have you seen Robert?" And Kim's just like, "Oh no, like, you know, he went to talk to this contractor guy. I thought he was outside." She's like, "No, I haven't seen him. Well, you know, when he gets back, just let me know." So because they were gonna celebrate the mom's birthday that night, and so when closing time happened, Robert was still not back. So they knew something was up. And so they filed a missing persons. They found the list of people that were at the drugstore that night, and of course Gacy's name was there. They tracked his criminal record, found out he had been arrested for sodomy years before. When they conducted a search warrant of his house, they found the ripped piece of the film that, or the film receipt that Kim had gotten, that she had slipped into his jacket. And so because she had slipped that into his jacket, they were able to trace that back to Robert being at Gacy's house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Gacy was very sloppy with, considering that he took Robert with witnesses around.
Yeah, freaking, like, no, you don't do that, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, so he got sloppy for his, and that's like really, like, I'm glad that he got caught, thank God, but I'm saying he got sloppy with his final victim.
Well, that's usually the one that ends up being the last victim. Whenever you get that, sloppy, that's true. Usually like, oh, you're done.
That's very true. Just a couple more things that I want to bring up with the museum. Shit, where was it? So I was telling my coworkers about this. If Ryan ever asked me, "Okay, Jonathan, if you could have one Gacy painting that I would either, like, you would sell to me or would just give it to me, which one would you want?" And just because it's like kind of sentimental to my name, I would want that.
The rose?
Yep. John Wayne Gacy painted a rose. So because, you know, my last name's Rose, I want a painting of a rose by John Wayne Gacy. That is the painting that I would want in my collection that was actually, like, by Gacy. It wouldn't be Pogo. It would not be Pogo. I want the rose that Gacy painted.
Dude, sometimes I think you forget that we're that we do a podcast, because you'll do like, yeah, you see how this one is, and you'll start like just like, yeah, you see like this or that, and like you'll point to stuff, and I'm like, yeah, people don't know what you're talking about, Rose.
I know, shut up. Hey, I promise I was going to go into explanation.
You're just like, yeah, I'd want this one, and then you. I was going to go into state.
I was going to go into explanation. I just wanted you to, you know, sink it in for at first, okay?
And okay, I was just kind of waiting for you to be like, his Rose painting.
freaking shut up!
Screw Dude, this you. This is going so well. I freaking love this.
Yeah, because I'm the one that's like looking like the idiot on my own show or my own spinoff. Freaking asshole. Another one that he did that I actually think is really cool. It's Gacy as an old man, like front and center, but then on the left and right hand corners up top. On the left hand corner, he has like him back in his younger days, or like when he was in his 30s, because that's when he was arrested. And then in the right hand corner, him as a pogo.
That's an interesting painting.
Yeah. There's like, that's how it looks fully. So that one's very interesting. And then Ryan also has a bunch of stuff that was found in Gacy's house. Just a bunch of, like, literally, Gacy had, this is so interesting. He had a plate or a platter that had Doc and Snow White on it. I don't know if you remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then surrounded by that, he has pictures of all the seven dwarves along with Snow White.
And those are, like, actual drawings of them, right? Not, like, hand-drawn ones?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah, I think these are actually drawn. But like
ones
so,
from
yeah,
him if, or just ones that he accumulated?
No, I think it was just what he accumulated. So you could definitely, he was very, he was a big fan of Snow White, apparently.
Dude, like, it's those like little small details that make me wonder why. Like, what was the draw for Snow White for him?
Yeah, I'm also interested why he had a Raggedy Ann doll in his house.
That thing's probably haunted as shit, dude.
Probably, yeah. That's the real Annabelle.
No, the real Annabelle is freaking locked up in, like, the Vatican or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know where the real Annabelle's locked up, but...
There was a video that surfaced years ago of, like, them, like moving her, like picking her up. I'm just like, why?
Leave. Why would you alone?
Yeah, so like literally, like I said, the whole room is just covered in so many Gacy paintings. Tells you about the whole case, everything, the 33 victims. Just you get a very good Oh my good lord. You get a very good education when it comes to the case. Like, literally, and there's actually like they'll have a spokesperson in the room that if you have any questions about the Gacy case, they're more than welcome to help you. There's one girl, I forget her name. Do you remember the girl that was there when we were there this last time? She had like the spiky hair. Did she ever say her name? Thought she did.
She did say her name. I am drawing a blank so hard.
I feel
I'm
so
horrible
bad.
With names, dude.
I am too. But like you could tell that she knew her shit, like, cuz you know, she was, you know, the way she was talking about it. She was just like so cool, cuz I told her, you know, Ryan helped me prove that something that I thought was signed by Gacy was actually fake. And she's like, "Oh, that fucking sucks." She's so freaking cool. But I remember, I think, like, as we were leaving, I noticed that she was literally saying word for word, because they had, newsreels from, like, the 90s, when Gacy was on death row, like, interviews that, because Gacy didn't do any interviews until the 90s. Like, he stayed out of the spotlight. But they had, some newsreels of him, going on in the background, and she was literally saying all of it word for word. It was insane how many times that she has watched those and that she can just say it word for word. She could probably, honestly, it didn't even need to be on. Like, she could have just been saying the lines to me the whole time, and I would have believed that that is actually what was being said.
Yeah, like, dude. Like, the people that Ryan's able to get to do some of those, like, discuss those exhibits. Like, I know last time we got his wife. But this time we got, like, one of his, like, employees, but they're so freaking knowledgeable. It's insane.
Yeah. Like, Ryan really knows how to pick people that really care about this kind of stuff, that want to let people know as much as they can what happened, in these cases. Since it's incredible.
Yeah.
So overall, did you think it was a good second experience?
Second experience. Yeah, I don't have like a draw to the creepy spooky shit like you do. So you're kind of the one that like pulls me into that world, and finding
like I told Caleb, Graveface Museum is like my Disneyland.
Oh yeah, I believe it. And yeah, I can't wait to see some of like the future exhibits, and I mean, I've emailed a couple times and still haven't heard anything.
I was gonna ask, like, have you emailed them again after what that lady said?
I've tried. I think I'm just going to abandon and just kind of be a spectator.
Damn, I'm sorry, man.
No, it's
like she said, don't take it personal.
I know. I won't. I'm excited to see what they do, regardless.
Yeah.
Like, he has some really cool plans for other stuff that he's wanting to display, and I'm pumped for next time you come out here to see it.
Yeah, dude.
And hopefully get a job there. They are hiring.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. But apparently, like, I'm gonna need to learn some stuff if I want to work in the Gacy room, like, because as you can see from this episode, apparently I don't know as much shit as I claim I do.
Well, it's not like you're unwilling to learn it.
Oh, no, I will literally learn everything that Ryan would want me to. He would be the best teacher when it comes to John Wayne Gacy. So, Ryan, seriously, if you ever want to join me or me and Caleb on Gacy Gazette, here's your invitation, man. Anytime, please. That'd be amazing.
This was just an hour-long way of Rose wanting to invite you.
Oh, shit. We've been at this for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay, this is officially the longest episode of Gacy Gazette. Dude, I don't know. Like, I'm fine, like, with talking by myself on this, but it's honestly, because I brought this up when I did, like, the Oscars. It is hard doing solo episodes sometimes. Like, kudos to people that, like, base a whole podcast around it. Because, honestly, it feels so weird not, like, bantering off Caleb when I'm doing the Gacy Gazette. It's weird. Like, I'm fine with it. You know, I still have a good time. But it's weird. And it was, honestly, like, great having him on this episode. And I'm hoping that he'll want to be on future installments.
Yeah, if I can.
Okay, cool. Because we have talked, we do have ideas for how I can make it to where I don't post every 6 months a new episode of this thing. Because that's really sad that I go that long.
Dude, I didn't think that my whole thing being like, dude, you could do this at least like once a month. Like, I didn't think that was like unreasonable.
Apparently it was, yeah.
And I was just like, all right, whatever.
So we'll see you guys in August. Oh, yeah, that's actually exactly 6 months. I didn't know that.
Is it really?
Yeah. March, April, May, June, July, August. I'll be damned.
Good job doing that right off the top of your head.
I was not expecting that. Hell yeah. So we've talked about where we could take Gacy Gazette. We have some ideas. I actually already have the next episode planned. If Caleb is still up for it, want us to just talk about the Netflix documentary series that they did, Conversations with a Killer, the John Wayne Gacy tapes. Because I know I like touched upon it a little bit in the last episode, but not that much. And I'd love to be able to go into more detail, especially with, you know, bantering off Caleb. Because like I said, it's fun doing it by myself, but it's a lot more fun when you know have people on, especially, you know, Caleb, for how easy it is
then
to talk to him.
Then go and invite people, Rose.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will.
I highly doubt that any of the employees at Grayface would say no to like an interview or just a discussion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So just freaking do it, dude. The worst they can do is not respond.
True. All right, that's good. But sometimes I don't take well to people ghosting me. Okay, they wouldn't be ghosting me. But that or like people saying, oh, just flat out no. I don't take rejection sometimes that well.
Reach out to people for you?
No, because then I'm going to sound like I'm going to be like a pussy.
Well, they won't know.
Maybe. Let me think about it.
Yeah, like the reaching out's going to be done from our.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like it's from your personal Instagram.
Yeah, I'll just send the invite. You just have to respond after that.
All right. Okay. All right. I might take you up on that.
I wouldn't do that. I'm going to throw you under the freaking bus. Just be like,
you
have fun.
You motherfucker.
Well, prove to me that you'll do it yourself and I won't.
Okay. All right. Fine. Anyway.
Have 4 weeks.
All right. I got 4 weeks. I got this. Okay. All right. Well, I do believe that this episode of Gacy Gazette is coming to a conclusion. I want to thank Caleb for joining in for his first time. It was a lot of fun. I hope you had a blast talking about the museum and, you know, my favorite serial killer.
Museum, dude.
Right? It's so good. And I'm sure you love talking about Gacy, right?
Yeah, that's a little up in the air. But the museum's cool.
Okay.
I'll talk about the museum all day.
Okay. So then if that's the case, it's going to be interesting if, you know, when we talk about the Netflix series, how you feel about actually talking about something that truly focuses on. So that's going to be interesting. But that's for another episode. Next episode. Hopefully. Hopefully Caleb has time to watch that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. But like I said, I promise, the next episode will not be a 6 month hiatus. The next episode will be coming out very soon. Yeah, I'm excited for what's going to happen with the Gacy Gazette. We're going to have a lot of fun, but in a very respectable manner because this topic is still very serious.
Yeah. It's not our fault that we're not.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it's amazing, because I was listening to the first episode a couple days ago, and, like, I was, like, just so monotone. I'm just like, you know, this limited series, I couldn't believe I did that, but anyway. I was like, it's not going to be like what you're used to with the All Bros, how, you know, like, we're just shooting the shit and joking with each other. This is a very serious matter. There's not going to be any jokes. If there are, they're going to be very little, and they're going to be very tasteful. Which, yes, but
nothing
I don't know why
that
I said
we do is tasteful.
All right, yeah, you know, Caleb's got a point. I said it so monotone. I'm just like, Jonathan, did you have any emotion in that?
Yeah, it's always kind of better to work off of someone.
It really is. It really is. But anyway, like I said, thank you again, Kayla, for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Happy to.
It was awesome. Awesome having you on for the first time. But if you guys liked this episode of Gacy Gazette, be sure to check out the other four, because I'd really appreciate it. I definitely wanted to be a lot further than just 5 episodes, but here we are. yeah, check out the other 4 episodes. And also check out, you know, all the other All Bros stuff. Literally, if you guys have seen the other All Bros stuff, we just break down movies, have a good time. So if you want to watch the only true movie reviews that you need to listen to, be sure to check out our other stuff. This has been the Gacy Gazette, and I will see you guys next time.